Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Sarah Wineshank Part 2. My favorite part of her interview was talking about the show Getting Weird. That's Chelsea Skidmore's and Sarah's show. And thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah. Yeah. I think I can't. Yeah, I could hear you because I have it through my headphones. We have Sarah Wineshank Part 2.
Hi.
How you been holding up during the pandemic?
I'm still fucking here. I'm good.
How has the pandemic affected the comedy world and everything?
The comedy world has been affected because normally I do stand up every night or at least 5 nights a week. So I'm no longer doing stand up that much. I'm going to Texas in March.
Okay.
Things are more open, but in LA, everything was like shut down. So, but just podcasts. Stevie,
yeah. And then the Comedy Store is completely shut down.
The Comedy Store is shut down for now. Yeah. We're not allowed to have any shows. So
what about remote shows? Is that a thing with you comics, like doing like Zoom sets and stuff like that?
Yeah, I did a couple Zoom shows at the beginning, but Zoom shows are really dark.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's like you're doing comedy to Zoom.
It's not the same, is it?
Depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are y'all supposed to do? I mean, because, I mean, a part of what you guys do is you need a live audience, right? I mean, obviously.
Like sad clowns at home. Do you want me to turn off this light?
If you want, there is a little reflect. Yeah, there is a little. Yeah. It's fine. It's a nice ceiling, though, with the wood. That's a little bit better. Yeah. That's a little bit better. I like your ceiling. Is that a wood kind of paneling up there?
Yeah, it's a wood paneling. I moved to the mountains during pandemic.
So you live out in the mountains?
Kind of, yeah.
Like what, Big Bear?
No, I live like in LA, just far away from like the city.
Oh, so when did you decide to do that?
In October.
Oh, wow. And then like, how did you find the spot and like, what kind of drove you to completely do that?
Well, I signed like a 6-month lease because it was like the only time that I've had the option of like not being in the center of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There's no comedy.
So yeah.
I'm not doing sets. There's no reason for me to be there. So I just wanted to be somewhere with more nature so I could kind of like get on a different, more positive path.
Mm-hmm. You know,
just like, refocus, recalibrate. So yeah, I signed like a 6-month lease and then that's up in March, and then I'm going to decide if I want to go back like to the city. It just depends on what's going to happen with stand-up.
Yeah, it must be frustrating for y'all, you know, just like the unknown and everything.
What have you been doing?
The same with you. I'm still doing podcasts. I do Warzone content now. You know, that's like this video game I play with my brother and my buddy Dylan, and people seem to like that. I'm trying to, get with the times, you know?
Yeah. You're trying to evolve?
Yeah. And I'm also still doing music. I'm working on an album. So, I mean, cool. The pandemic has helped me in that regard as far as, all this free time to write and to create this music and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've been, you know, to be honest with you, it's been depressing, you know?
Yeah, I think it's been depressing for everybody. I mean, just because I think so many people want to work and they're not working. And then it's like, what are you supposed to do? You're just like stuck at home and you're trying not to watch the news, because every time you watch the news, it's like something psychotic is happening.
Yeah. happened at Capitol Hill there. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was almost like a bad movie. It was like, are we living in this crazy movie? Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Like, especially the characters who stormed the Capitol, they were like it seemed like a like if you looked at them from a distance and saw their costumes, you'd be like, that's a joke, right?
Yeah, it was also almost like felt like scripted, like
yeah.
like this guy with the Braveheart mat, you know, like he had the helmet, yeah. Like the Braveheart helmet. It was like, what is this? This is like a fucking movie.
Yeah, God's on like a lot of drugs right now.
Yeah. So have you considered, because I've been on YouTube, I've been looking up videos like people leaving California, you know?
Yeah.
Have you considered that?
I've thought about it, but I'm not going to leave California because I also want to do acting stuff and TV stuff. So mm-hmm. I want to be in LA. But I might go, I'm performing in Austin in March, and I might spend a little more time out there just because I haven't been performing and I'd like to get some sets in.
Yeah. I mean, you must be just waiting to do that, to get back in front of people and do your thing, huh?
Yeah. It's so fucked up because it's like, I've been writing, but you can only write so much without
during the pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah. You know if it works, if it has legs or like how you should modify it, all that stuff. So you're not really getting that opportunity. So a lot of comics are going to Austin. A lot of comics are also going to Florida.
Well, what's up with Florida?
Just because things are open.
Oh, right.
A lot of comics who are wanting to perform right now are going like Florida.
Now your show, you said in March, right?
Yeah.
Is that through Joe Rogan's clubs out there?
It's not through Joe Rogan's club. It's at the Vulcan Gas Company.
Oh, cool. How do people get tickets and everything?
I'm going to post info about it on my Instagram. So if you're not following me, definitely follow me. Princess Shank on Instagram. That's princess like normal. Mm-hmm. And another S-H-E-N-K. So yeah, uh-huh. All my shows and everything there. And I'll link to it.
That's awesome. I know you're friends with Chelsea Skidmore, right?
Yes, love Chelsea.
You guys are tight.
Yeah, we're tight.
I did her podcast months and months and months ago at the basement of the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, they showed me some cool content that you two were creating.
Oh, the weird show?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because I thought it was very unique. Not only because of the format, but like the fact that you incorporated music. You had this weird punk band or you had music at the end. Yeah. Can we talk about that? Like the inception of that?
So that show, it's on IGTV. It lives on my IGTV and then also Chelsea's IGTV. But it's kind of, it's like the whole concept of the show is that it's weird and that it really has no format other than we show the audience a bunch of weird things that have nothing to do with one another.
Yeah.
And then at the end we introduce the audience to like a new band. So it's
I love that.
It was like kind of like a, like just an indie project that we just did for fun, like a passion project. Kind of the vibe was like Adult Swim meets MTV, like back in the day.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got out of it too.
Yeah. So yeah. I had a really cool editor, this guy Todd Walker. He does a lot of good stuff. He edits my podcast too, and he made it really cool. But yeah, we did two episodes of that, and then we were gonna try to sell it as a show, and then we just got, there's all kinds of like little projects we both do, so we kind of got lost in the shuffle, but it was definitely fun.
Yeah. Have you thought about just pushing with that? Because I feel like there's so much potential there. I was even telling, I don't know, I talked to these dudes that were at the computers, maybe he's the editor you just mentioned, but everyone were like, when Chelsea showed me, I'm like, dude, this, I'm surprised this is not picked up. This is,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that, you know, I would watch like on Adult Swim or something, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a specific audience. Like, the people who get it love it. And then the people who don't get it are like, huh?
Right.
And it's like, that's why it was like, it was so fun to make. And it was like, we get it. And we think it's super fun and unique and weird. And it's cool for Instagram too, because it just like, it just holds your attention.
Oh yeah. And not only that, I thought it was a good like platform to break bands and musicians.
Yeah, that's what we were using it as.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because these bands were like really kind of underground and unique, you know?
Yeah, and that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to find a way to combine comedy and music. So
yeah.
Like, it was kind of like, the concept was like an MTV show that's like made for Instagram, but also mixed with like Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Definitely check it out. Yeah.
That's so cool. I think that y'all should just keep pushing with that. I think there's something there for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so yeah.
No, because it's like, you know, when you're like trying to sell shows and you just build like all different things and you're like have like a whole catalog of shows that you're like trying to sell and like to show different networks and stuff, and you're like, I don't know what they want, so just keep making different shit.
Right. That's how I feel just about YouTube content. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what people want. And so that's what I constantly struggle with, because that's what I'm saying. Like, this podcast shit is cool, but sometimes people are like fickle. They're like, sometimes they tune in and then other times they tune in more. And I don't know. That's why I'm like a constantly, you know, I try to do shit on the street, like where I interview people on the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I tried vlogs and I tried other, you know, unboxing videos, but I still don't know what people really want.
Yeah. I just feel like you have to do whatever makes you the happiest, because then people will enjoy it if you enjoy making it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Kind of how I feel about the Getting Weird show. It was like, it was just so weird to make, and like finding all those weird bands and like listening to all these different weird bands was so fun that it was like, oh, I don't even care. I just want to make this because it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you mentioned as far as like shows, selling shows, pitching shows, like, is there like a book? Like, how do you learn to do this shit? Like, where do you start? You know?
Well, I think it's different if you're a comic, because what you have like meetings with agents and managers and all that stuff. And you kind of, a lot of times in those meetings, they'll be like, do you have scripts?
And right.
Like, you want to be able to be like, yeah, I have this many scripts or this many show ideas. So I just kind of, when I wasn't doing stand-up over the last few years, I've just been like cultivating like a collection of shows that I can sell or pitch or whatever. And then doing that. And then my main focus though right now is my podcast. So.
Right. Can we talk a little bit about that? The name of your podcast is
Shank, S-H-E-N-K.
That's right, Shanks. And so how do you go about finding who do you normally interview? Mostly comics?
Yes, mostly comics. I've had on a lot of fun guests. I've had like Tom Green, Jeff Garlin, I've had Tony Hinchcliffe, Adamowski, some fun people.
You mentioned Tom, and I really dig what Tom Green is doing right now.
In his van?
Yeah, I thought it's just so liberating. I mean, he just left with his dog, and now he's just going to all these weird places and doing vlogs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, on his YouTube. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, how did you even meet? Because Tom's an OG in this.
I met him on Twitter. I asked him to do my podcast, and I'm a comic. We had some friends in common, so we came to the studio when I was doing it in Hollywood, and he just yes, and it was really fun, and we got along and we became friends.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I look up to that guy. That guy, he's an OG. I mean, he's the one, he started before Rogan, right? Like with all this. The Tom Green Show? I mean, OG.
It was genius. The Tom Green Show, I watched so much growing up. So getting him on my podcast was like a big deal for me. I was like so excited. And then now we're friends. So it's cool. But yeah, I've had him on and he's doing cool stuff during the pod. He's like, during the pandemic, he's been everywhere. He's like driving to, I think like New Mexico.
Yeah, he's going everywhere. Arizona, he's going all across the country. Yeah.
Yeah. Now's the time, I guess, like to see different parts of the United States.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, yeah. Do you feel kind of trapped in a way? Just being inside all the time?
Yeah, I feel trapped. But the thing is, like, part of the reason why I moved to like the mountains is so that I can be outside a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to spend a lot of time outside. Like, this is probably the most amount of time I've spent outside. Like, I hike every day, which is like before I would never really
have do that.
Do that.
Yeah.
So it's nice, but I'm also like, I miss my old life.
Yeah. Do you have is your dog with you too up out there?
Yeah, I have a dog.
Yeah. I saw it on your Instagram. He seems like a good dog. Yeah.
He's a good dog.
Yeah. So how did you find the spot again? Like is rent fairly cheap when you decide to do something like that?
It's like normal LA prices, but mm-hmm. I just decided that it was probably a good move just because I won't have stand up, but it's like, well, it gives me an opportunity to, like, you know, I do my podcast here and I can like write here and do whatever else I need to do here. And then it's like, if I want to go into the city, it's just like a 45 minute drive.
So oh, and that's it. Boom, bada bing. And then do you have friends visiting you? I mean, do you get like kind of lonely out there?
I have a few friends who actually also moved to the canyon during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. So some of your friends followed?
Yeah. Well, some of my friends moved to the mountains first and then I.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yeah. And so now I have like a whole, and I've made friends here and it's like a whole.
There's a community.
There's a whole community, but yeah, I don't know how much longer I'll be here because I'm hoping stand-up's going to come back. And if I'm having like, I mean, it's just hard to gauge.
Yeah, it must be frustrating because there's like this unknown factor, right?
Yeah, because before I used to be like, okay, you'd have like three shows a night, two shows a night. If you have two shows a night, you can't drive 45 minutes back home and like it's too many different things.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of just like taking it as it comes, I think, kind of like how everyone's doing.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, do you talk to other comedians and like, how are they like dealing with the pandemic? How are they dealing and managing?
A lot of comedians, okay, well, like some of them are depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them, I mean, I feel like just the same way everyone's dealing with pandemic, it definitely makes you feel like a sad clown when you're like, I'm used to like performing and like being around people and like laughter and having like these exchanges with like humans. And also I never really thought of myself as someone who travels that much, but not being able to really travel now, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. Now yeah. How do you like how do you like how do you like keep fresh then, like, because you, like, how do you know if your content, if your jokes are gonna work? You need that platform to test things out, right?
Yeah, I've been using Twitter as a like
gauge.
As a gauge, but Twitter, I mean, it's only kind of a barometer because sometimes something will be a great tweet, and then if you take it to stage, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So it's like okay, you know, like. I posted a picture of like something like a Tamagotchi. Like I did like some tweet about a Tamagotchi. I can't remember it exactly, but it was like a really good tweet, but it was just a tweet. It was not something that you could then take to the stage. So I think that Twitter's good to just like stay in the practice of writing and just throwing funny things out there and seeing, making sure you still are using that muscle. But besides that, you really don't know. That's why I'm going to Texas in March.
Yeah. I just thought of a crazy idea for you guys out
what?
There. Okay, so you could start doing shows, but you just do your own shit called campfire shows.
Okay.
So you build within the community where you're at. We don't have to put you on blast. We don't have to know where you are right now. You're out somewhere by the mountains or a lake or whatever, wherever you are. You build your scene. Because you have friends who are comics. You build your scene within where you're at now and start, you know, you set up your own PA and then you just throw your own shit.
Yeah, I think that's the move. I think that's
What do you think?
I think that's a genius idea.
And then you make your own flyers. You put them like digital flyers. And then, you know, that way you're not breaking any rules and it's outside. You could, you know, it'll be fairly cheap to do.
Yeah.
You could start with like what, 25 people to 50 people, then it'll grow to 50 people. And then you could, you know, you could charge them $5 a ticket.
Yeah.
And then you say this, if you come, you just bring your own lawn chair.
I like that.
And then not only that, they could bring their own, I don't drink, but if they wanted to, they could bring their own beer.
I like it.
And then, you know, you could set up like Christmas lights and then just, and then you could just.
Christmas lights are a must.
Yeah. And then you could build your own stage. You're a little, you could build your own literal platform and then you could just book all your homies.
I know, that's genius. I should do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's do it yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is that possible? Do you need some kind of, what do you need to do that? Do you need permission from the city? We don't have to know where you are, but I'm just trying to figure out, trying to gauge if there's.
I think it would definitely be possible to do something like low key like that, just to stay in the practice of doing stand up.
Exactly. It doesn't, they're not like, you know, it won't be like crazy, like at the improv, but at least you'll be performing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, up until like now I'm ready to perform again. At first it was kind of nice to have a little break.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I'm ready to go.
You're ready to perform.
Yeah.
Now, have you like, when you kind of like talk to your other comedy friend, your other comedians, do they come up with ideas too? Like, how are they navigating around this?
Everyone's different. Like, I have friends who have used this time to focus on writing scripts. I have friends who have used this time to start podcasts. I have friends who have decided to, you know, just like completely take a break and recalibrate everything about mm-hmm. their life. I have friends who have decided to have babies. Like, I feel like everyone's been affected so differently by the pandemic.
Yeah.
And like it's like really like seems like the first time where like the world that we once knew is like literally upside down. You're like, yeah. Literally a year ago we were living in a different world.
I have like some insane thoughts as far as what this pandemic has brought out as far as paranoia. I'll share it with you. Have you ever thought that maybe we all died?
We all died together.
Yeah, we all died and now we're in this Mandela effect. Like we're in a whole different kind of sub-reality, like a different parallel universe or something.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we're in the same universe. It seems like a fucked up episode of like Rick and Morty.
Or like Black Mirror.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, what is even happening? What is the world we're living in? The fact that like Donald Trump got kicked off of Twitter and that's something that's really like that actually happened.
Just the fact that he was our president. That's like a whole that's like a crazy movie.
I know, like PTSD. I feel like it's everyone's going to need like years to recover from 2020.
Yeah. So how are your folks holding up? Are your family and your friends, are they okay? Your family, how are they holding up?
Yeah, my family's good. I think they're just kind of bored. Cause like my parents, you know, it's like, it's scarier. I think if you're a little older, yeah. So just bored in LA. Yeah. LA is now the epicenter, whereas before LA was like, we're handling it, we're all wearing masks, everyone's all being safe. It's like, how come LA's the epicenter and Florida is just fine?
Right. And not only that, LA, have you know, I mean, even the homelessness has rose, like it's getting worse and worse.
It's the worst I've ever seen it.
And yeah.
So it's definitely, it's shocking. Like the amount of homeless people is actually scary. It's a crisis, I would say.
Oh, there's tents everywhere.
Yeah, like
even in my neighborhood, yeah. Where I live. Yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And it seems like the cities, they're not doing much about it. I mean, it's either this or they go to Skid Row and then that's it.
And they get COVID. Then everyone in Skid Row is COVID.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, I mean, let's try to stay positive. I'm trying to stay positive. How has this affected your sleeping schedule? Because like it's really affected mine.
I have been getting more sleep than I've ever gone in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Like as far as you can just wake up whenever you want?
Yeah.
Have you done this where you wake up and you don't know where you are and it's 8 p.m.?
Yeah. That's part of the pandemic living, Stevie.
But one time the other day, I opened my eyes and it was 10 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, I must have slept for like 16 hours.
Yeah, because nothing matters.
What, is that normal?
Yeah, that's standard pandemic behavior.
I felt ashamed. Like, I felt like, am I the only one has done this?
No, we're all asleep. We're all kind of depressed. We're all like, do we need to wear pants?
Yeah. Now, have you watched any content? Have you been like upping your Netflix? Like, I've been watching so much. Like, I finished Cobra Kai already.
Was it good?
I loved it. Yeah. It's cheesy, but I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Really,
I'm a big Ralph Macchio fan. I'm a big Karate Kid fan. Yeah. Big time. Have you been, what kinds of things have you been watching?
The Undoing. Did you watch The Undoing with Nicole?
No, let me hear about that. What is that?
Okay. The Undoing's with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. It's on HBO Max.
Oh, damn. Okay. What's it about?
It's like a psychological thriller.
Okay.
And a murder happens in this like Upper East Side Manhattan family. It's
oh,
really
damn.
Good.
Is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a series on HBO Max. It's with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. And like, seeing Hugh Grant is really like soul filling to
yeah.
me. Because he's like a 90s icon. So
yeah, I'm a fan. He had a movie with Drew Barrymore back in the day, Music and Lyrics or something like that.
That was
a fun movie to watch. That was fun. Yeah. And speaking of Nicole Kidman, I'm glad you brought her up because I own this movie she did years back called The Others. Have you seen The Others?
I haven't. Is it good?
Oh, my God. I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's chilling.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those movies where at the end, there's a reveal and you're like, whoa, that's what was going on?
That's like The Undoing.
Is it like The Sixth Sense? It's kind of like, you know, The Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
Where at the end, you're like, oh, damn, that's what was going on the whole time.
I can't remember The Sixth Sense at all. Now I'm like, you're making me think about Haley Joel Osment in 2021.
I like that kid. I mean, I wonder what he's up to. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's alive. He's not an actor anymore, though.
Okay, that's fine. And he made some good money back then.
Wait, I found out this about a former child actor, and it's going to blow your mind. I did a clickbait on one of those slideshows.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, where are they now?
Yeah.
It was Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle. Guess where he is?
In Australia? I don't know.
No, he's in Arizona, and he sells olive oils.
Hey.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? I'm like, more power to you. Malcolm from Malcolm in the
yeah,
Middle.
Yeah, he made millions,
idea.
Millions of dollars.
And that's chilling on his olive oil.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, and this is my thought process behind just like, I mean, because this business you guys are in, it's grueling, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you can't always be on top forever either. It's like you kind of
chill out and sell olive oil.
I'm glad he did what he did because he had his time on the screen. He made millions of dollars and then he got older and he was like, all right, peace. I did it.
That's smart.
I mean, would you want to be on the screen forever and keep booking everything? Yeah, because it's always the next thing, right?
Aging on the screen is like, no, not really.
I mean, is that even fulfilling?
I just like performing. Like if it would mean that I could like perform and work, then yeah. I'd rather be performing than selling olive oils.
Right. Okay. Well, it's different with comics because there's like certain things y'all need to accomplish. And
yeah.
One of them being y'all want a special, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that your, that's like a top goal, right?
Top goal. I was going to go to Edinburgh to grind out stand up. Because they have the Fringe Festival there, and if you do that, you can do like two shows a night, like 2 hour long shows a night,
yeah,
like 30 days straight. So my plan was to go there, grind it out, just like figure out a really tight 1 hour because I have the material, I just need to figure out how to flow it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pandemic happened, so now I'm just like, well, just podcasting.
Yeah.
I've been podcasting from bed. I'm like, fuck it.
I've been watching your friend Kim Congdon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Your friend Kim Congdon. y'all you guys just did a podcast, right?
Yeah. I have Kim Congdon on a lot. I've had like, my Wi-Fi is like, like right now it's doing well with this Zoom, but
thank God. Yeah.
Thank God.
There was a time where you froze though. I didn't say anything. There was a time where you froze.
No, I know. I did freeze. And you froze too.
I did. That's fine. Okay, you just did it again. Let's just wait. Let's wait. Okay,
yeah,
you're back.
Yeah, you did it again, actually.
So we both froze at the same time. It's okay. People know it's the pandemic. It's like things are, we have to kind of navigate around this stuff.
You got to people are used to this Zoom quality now.
It's not the same though. Because remember the first time you did it, like there was this interaction, the way you were kind of like judging my apartment. I like that. The way you broke down my apartment.
Yes, because there's so much going on in your apartment. As we're having this conversation, I'm trying to...
Oh, like all this craziness behind me?
All the fucking crazy shit that's on your walls, all the self-promotion, the Stevie Weeby show.
Yeah, just there's a lot going on. Yeah.
And are there records in the fireplace?
Yeah, I know. I probably need crates. Yeah, I know. We don't have to do this again, though, because now I feel self-conscious. Wait, whatever you're doing right now, I'm like in my head now. My mind's like, oh God, she's gonna look at all this stuff and the stickers.
I've already been looking at all this stuff. I'm comfortable with it.
It's okay. I already know I have a problem. You know, in my defense, can I tell you why it looks this way? Because when I first thought about doing a podcast, I'm like, well, I have this small space. How do I decorate it? And then one day I just like went completely like AWOL. And I just started, scotch taping stuff on the walls. And I went like a madman doing like a scrapbook or something.
Okay. I respect that.
And then I just kept adding to it. Like people would, you know, I have a PO box. So people kept bringing, sending me stickers and I just kept putting them everywhere. Yeah.
It's like a binder.
Yeah.
But it's your house.
Yeah. You know, you know, this place is fine, but now that you got me thinking about maybe making a change.
Really? About switching up the environment?
Yeah, switching, because your place looks like really clean and organized and just
right.
It's a nice change. Yeah.
Right now it's clean and organized. But I feel like I have to keep it clean and organized since I'm at home all the time. It's like,
is it a house? It looks like a house.
It's a guest house.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, does it come with the washer and dryer?
It does.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a plus.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a washer and a dryer.
And then are you close to like a grocery store? How are you surviving and eating?
Yeah, I'm close to a grocery store.
Oh, okay. So everything
is... I'll tell you where it is. When we're not on the podcast.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, just because now I'm curious. Yeah, like don't do it on the air, but I'm curious. Yeah. I'm really curious. Like, is it Big Bear? Is it this? Is it that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for the future? Like, as far as the comedy and just your career, like what's in the future?
I have a TV show that I wrote with Chelsea that is a scripted show that I'm really excited about that we're trying to sell. We'll see if we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then my podcast, I'm just really trying to grow that as much as I can and like allow like my listeners to get to know me, because for a while I had so many guests on and I'm not really able to have as many guests because of the pandemic. Like I've had a few friends over, or like if there are people that I'm friends with who I know have been tested, like I'll go meet them or whatever, but I'm really keeping my circle kind of small right now.
That's fine.
So I'm doing like Q&As on like my podcast, and that's fun. And also like sometimes if I have an idea that would be a bit, I write down all of my ideas that might be bits, and then I just like talk them out on my solo podcast sometimes. And then sometimes I figure out, sometimes I'll get like a clip and then I can figure out if that could be a set later on.
I just had another idea for you that might work.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you familiar with Twitch?
Yeah.
So why don't you just start Twitching? You know, my man Eric Griffin, he's killing it on Twitch. I know he's playing video games, but I know Twitch is initially or originally was for video games, but not everyone uses it for that.
I know. No, I haven't been doing Twitch because
you would kill it. You would kill it on Twitch.
You're telling me I need to get on Twitch. Maybe I should get on Twitch. It just
because
it's like so much time. It's like a time suck. I know you can make money on it and stuff, but I like having the podcast because I spend the time doing it, and then it's like I have something to show for it and like something that I can link my viewers back to.
Yeah, but check this out. I understand that. I understand that. But yeah, but the thing is, you could film it separately the way you're doing it, right? Uh-huh. But then at the same time, you could be twitching, having that live, twitching live, so you have another copy of it, and then you'll have a whole different demographic of people from your Twitch going to your YouTube or your iTunes, whatever.
That's a good call. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Video me doing the Twitch.
Wait, say that again. Ask that again.
I can video me twitching and then upload that to my YouTube and also have the Twitch.
Yeah, the Twitch, that's what it is initially doing. It's kind of like Instagram Live, basically.
Okay.
You're doing an Instagram Live, but just on a different platform.
Maybe I will.
And what about this? I need to contact these people back, but this company reached out to me.
Okay.
I should be charging them for giving them a shout out. I'm about to give them a shout out. Station Head. All right. So this company hit me up and it's called Station Head. And they're saying, hey, we're interested. We like your content. We're interested in you being a part of this. And I'm like, what the hell is it? But check this out. It's this platform where you have your own channel, but then all it is you play like music. Like you could come up with your own playlist and shit.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's like, there's so much of this out there now. Like, would you be open to doing that type of shit?
Yeah.
Like you could be there right now, right? In the mountains, yeah. Wherever you are. And then you could just be, you have your own, you could go live, but all you're doing is you're just playing
music.
Like the music you could, you're your own DJ.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, God, I should hit them up and say, hey, I plugged you guys. You guys owe me like $50 because I just plugged you.
Yeah. At least 50.
Yeah. So it's called Station Head and,
I'm writing it down.
Yeah. So, I could actually refer you to them, you know?
Yes. I would love that.
But anyway, so you create and host your own radio show for free with live talk, guests, callers. Oh, and people call in too. Guests, callers, and music streaming. And it's through Apple Music and Spotify.
That's so cool.
So you use their playlists and shit like that. Basically, most music's on there by now, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think that you could do it anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really cool.
And I think
I love music too. So
what was that?
I love music too. That's why I did that show with Chelsea.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for that, you know, I'd probably go insane. You know what I mean? But yeah, I just thought I'd plug that. I'm just trying to think of different options for everyone just during this pandemic and how we could like make more money and like.
Yes.
Make
we
something.
Like it.
Yeah. So we're kind of boiling down to the last 5, 6, 7 minutes. This is the time. It flew by, right? Was that easy for you?
So easy. Thank
was
you.
That was that a walk in the park?
Walk in the park.
Okay, so now is the time where I would like to I wanted to plug all your if you have a website, your social media, Twitter. I want you to plug all that. Hold up, let me finish. I want you to plug all that. I also wanted you to talk about your show in March as well and how, you know, fans and people could support that in Texas there. Okay. And if you wanted to plug anything else, and now is your time, go for it.
Okay, cool. First thing, check out my podcast, Shank. That's S-H-E-N-K. That's on Spotify, iTunes, and then also YouTube.
Spell that again.
Are you doing dip?
No, it's Zin.
What's Zin?
It's so I don't have to do tobacco.
Oh.
It's a substitute for tobacco.
Okay.
So, you know, I quit drugs and alcohol. This is the last thing. This is the last bad habit.
Fuck yeah. Zyn's not bad.
They're not tobacco. It's nicotine pouches and it's spearmint.
Fun.
Yeah. So I felt like my mom just caught me in my room with like weed or something. It's just like, you just put me on blast. Like, I felt like I'm sweating. Like, I'm sweating. Like, you're like, you just caught me. Like, what the hell? I felt like you were the. But I felt like you were.
I'm not.
Okay. Okay. You weren't. Because I felt like you just busted me. Like, is that?
I'm not.
Jesus. I didn't break the law here. This is fine. I'm an adult.
Yes.
It's just a little nicotine pouch. All right. That's it.
You live your truth.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Continue. Okay. Continue.
Podcast. It's on iTunes, Spotify, and then also go to my YouTube page, Sarah Weinshank. The podcast is on YouTube. Weinshank is Weinshenk.
So it's an ENK, not an ANK.
ENK, yes.
So that's the main thing. It's Shank, not with an A, but with the E.
Yes.
Shenk.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And so what about, do you have a website you wanted to plug?
I don't have a website, which I should, but.
Why don't you? You should.
I know.
You could come up with your own Shanks t-shirt. What's up?
I have Shanks t-shirts.
How do people get it? How do they buy it?
On my Instagram, there's a highlight tab that says merch.
Okay, so go on our Instagram. There's a highlight thing that says merch. Click on that. And then how many shirts you got?
I have 5 shirts.
5 shirts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Definitely go on there and buy a damn shirt, especially during this pandemic, to help my girl here, continue her comedy career.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
And
all
then
right.
Follow me on Twitter, Princess Shank. Princess like normal, and then another Shenk. And then March 4th, I will be in Austin, Texas at Vulcan Gas Company. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter for more information about tickets for that.
How do they get tickets again? Is there a website?
There is a website, and I'm going to have a link to it probably in the next few weeks, and I'll post it on my Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Did we miss anything?
No, I don't think so.
Is there anything else you wanted to plug as far as...
Check out Getting Weird, the show that you like.
Yes. How do people watch episodes of that? I know there's only 2, but...
2 episodes on my IGTV. If you just hit the IGTV tab and scroll down, you'll find it. It's towards the end. It's one of my first IGTV videos. Episode 1 and episode 2 of Getting Weird are on IGTV. And then also I have a stand-up set. That on IGTV if you want to see some stand-up.
Okay. And then what about podcasts that you're on right now? Like, did you want to plug any of your friends, like Kim or Chelsea?
Well, yeah, you guys check out Kim Congdon. She's one of my best friends. She has a podcast called Broad Topics. That's really good. Also Chelsea Skidmore. She's a funny comedian as well.
Yeah.
Rising comedian. So check mm-hmm. them. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Kim would be open to doing my podcast?
Yes, for sure. I think you should definitely set up Kim.
I reached out to her in the past, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think she's based out of New York.
She's in LA now for a minute.
So okay.
I'm sure she'd be able to do it on Zoom. You should hit her up.
You know what? You're right. 'Cause that was a long time ago.
Yeah, hit her up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will. Yeah, I will. I will in the future. I will. Yeah. So thanks again for your time. I wish you only the best in the future. Keep your head up. Stay positive.
You too.
I'll try. Don't forget about that idea that I had for you as far as these campfire comedy shows.
No, I know it's genius.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And then I think you could make it like a monthly thing or a weekly thing as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Then I can work out my set and yeah.
You know, I just, and then not only that, you know how like people used to Periscope shit?
Yeah.
You could actually do people who can't make it, you could do a live version like YouTube Live or live on Twitch.
Yeah, that's smart.
You just need like more, you just need to find these tech nerd dudes to set that up, I guess. Like as far as the outside, you know.
I need an amp.
Yeah, you just need, you go to Guitar Center for that though, right? You go to Guitar Center, a PA system, mixing board. Yeah, mixing board. You can find all that, right?
I could put on my Sam Ash credit card.
Or not only that, why don't you hit up the dudes at that do all the podcasts at the Comedy Store, those dudes from at the basement?
Yeah, I could hit up them.
You just hit up them and say, hey, listen, we wanted to start doing live shows. Do you know? I mean, they have all that shit. I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our time. Thank you again. Sarah Weinschenk, part two. Yeah. Did we miss anything? I think we covered everything, yeah?
Yeah,
that flew by. It was fun. That was 45 minutes, right? Not too long. Yeah,
not too long.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay,
bye. All right, so there you go, Sarah Weinschenk, part two. I don't have my cheat sheet again. Okay, I'm gonna try to remember. I do have a website, stevieweebyshow.com. If you want to buy any type of merch, just know that the orders may be delayed because of COVID, okay? YouTube.com/Stevie Weeby. That's the YouTube channel. Patreon. I do have a Patreon. If you want to support and you want to keep this content going, that would help out a lot. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby, okay? I'm so close to finishing my album. I even have a song dedicated to I give Doom a shout out at I Feel Stir Crazy, one of my songs, okay? Rest in peace, MF Doom. All my albums are on there, okay? Bandcamp.com/Stevie Weeby, okay? Instagram/QUANGOU. With that being said, Stevie's hungry. I'm gonna cook up a pot of rice, okay? Also, there's Warzone videos I'm doing. Give it a thumbs up if you like this. I play every night with my brother Bobby and Dylan the Kid, Dylan Fujioka. If you like it, give it a thumbs up. I might start a series where I play with fans or people. I know I get so many messages flooded with people, and I thought maybe it would be kind of a smart thing where I start a different series where I just play with random people, and it would be a different approach to this Warzone content. I don't know. Tell me what you think. I'm trying to think of stuff. Thanks for tuning in, and that's it. Take care of yourselves out there. Peace.